Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Throws, it is caught! Touchdown!
Drops back to Gordon, picked off! Touchdown!
Shotgun snap, under pressure, ball is through!
This is the Mean Gene Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene. Pack it up, pack
it in, let me begin. Yeah, like I said, we communicated very well. Our focus and our intentions were very good. It was not always perfect, but we communicated on point. We were loud, especially our centers that are supposed to be the anchor of our defense, and they did an outstanding job. Winning three quarters and losing the fourth, I think our defense was very, very good. And like you said, back-to-back games, our challenge is to do it one third time here next week.
All right, folks, we are back once again. It's the Mean Gene Show. That was head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, Jordy Fernandez, talking about the defense that the Nets played last night to beat the Rockets. A rare loss there. As a matter of fact, it's back-to-back losses for the Houston Rockets. They lose Thursday on TNT to the Memphis Grizzlies. That was a one-point game, 120-119. Last night they lose at home to the Brooklyn Nets, 110-98. Now, one thing I noticed as soon as I got to the arena last night, and I'm speaking with someone from KPRC Channel 2 here, we were talking about, you don't have Şengün in the game, which, for the most part, it made the Rockets a smaller team, okay? Even though Steven Adams is not a small guy. But, it was just one of those games. But, man, just looking at the Brooklyn Nets roster and looking at their players, I felt that they didn't match up well with them. And you can say that about a lot of teams the Rockets play. Next thing you know, they sometimes start out slow, AJ, and they work their way back into games. So, I mean, it's one of the most interesting Rockets teams I've seen. But if you've watched Ime Udoka, his coaching style, he gets it done. This guy is an incredible coach. The Rockets are so fortunate to have him and these players, because before he gets the job, we just had a lot of great players. And when you bring in the right coach, you are seeing how his system works, man. He's a very patient coach. Look, I mean, he learned from one of the best, AJ, and Greg Popovich.
Right.
So, but man, it's just always a sight to see how he works his magic with this team. So, look, they lose once. So and it was really nothing to panic about, because the Nets come out there shooting 50%, I think, in that first quarter. They kind of maintained it through the second quarter. That second quarter, they went on a 27-15 run. And it didn't take a lot when teams do that sometimes. When you look at every other statistic, the Rockets and the Nets finished about the same. The only thing was that field goal percentage. Turnovers were not that bad. Free throws, I mean, it was so – but the Rockets, they just couldn't go in. I mean, they just struggled. And like Coach Jordy Fernandez said, that defense, they went in there with a purpose to play defense. And at times, they just were too much for the Rockets.
Absolutely. And then it didn't help with Fred VanVleet getting injured, too, in that game, too. I mean, that's some of your scoring there. But it was just an inefficient game that you saw them play. So it was tough. They even let the Reed Shepard get some sparks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he made that one nice little buzzer there at the end of the quarter. And, and to me, he didn't shoot enough when he could have.
Right.
I'm thinking he was like, okay, look, I know I got to make the best of these 5 minutes here. Mm-hmm. Do I just, you know, launch everything that comes my way?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, when you're that – look. I mean, the Rockets got down by 21 points in that game. And, you know, we've seen the Rockets get down in games to where, you know, they're going to come back. And they cut the lead down to 10. You just, you know, you don't walk away from a Rockets game. Whether they're away or at home, you know, you stick with it and you see what happens there. And after the game, you know, Jalen Green said, you know, look, I mean, it was just they were hot. They were on. And it wasn't like, you know, they just got ran out the gym. They were no match for this team. I think, you know, I think the Rockets finished that game with about 38%. You're just not going to win a lot of games shooting 38% from the field. And I think Brooklyn finally got down to, I think they were like close to 47, 48. That's still pretty good. You know, almost finishing the game with 50%. So, I mean, that's almost every other damn shot is going in almost. You know?
Exactly.
So, when you look at it that way. But, no, it was a great game, though. You know, Green led the way for the Rockets. Armin Thompson there. No relation there. You know, I still get a hard time. That's my nephew. I mean, hey, if it is, you know, nephew, hey, keep up the good work there. But, no, it was just, look, no panic button. I don't think anyone left Toyota Center last night thinking that, okay, whoa, man, we lost two in a row. You know,
right.
No.
It happens.
No. I mean, it happens. Now, this week, it is funny. They will get a second chance to go up against Brooklyn because they go to New York and they have to go to Madison Square Garden on Monday night. And they got a back-to-back in New York, which is – back-to-backs are brutal. I mean, so there's a chance Brooklyn could get them again because you got to go and play the Knicks who got – you know, beat by the Lakers.
Right, so they have a chip on their shoulders.
So they got a little chip on.
And the Rockets beat them in Houston earlier in the season, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, so it's going to get interesting there. But, look, I tell you what, man. They go on the road Monday night, take on the Knicks. They got Brooklyn. They got Minnesota. And they got the new-look Dallas Mavericks. So this is a hell of a road trip. And then they come back here and take on Toronto, Phoenix, Golden State, and then go into the All-Star break. So a lot of work for this team, but I mean, I think they're going to be okay, right? You know, Memphis playing right now, so if Milwaukee knocks off Memphis tonight in Milwaukee, then the Rockets got the half game where they'll be up a half game. But, I mean, right now they're virtually tied, but the Rockets own the tiebreaker. But the big story for me last night was just being able to hang out there, and I want to just give a big, you know, shout out to the Houston Rockets organization. Class Act always takes care of people when you go hang out there. Great food, by the way, AJ. Just, you know, you can get stuck down there in that media room and forget about the damn game, man. The food is good down there.
Yeah, it is.
You know
sure.
What I'm saying? I just stay down here and watch the game and eat. No, but anyway, one of the reasons why I was there yesterday was to interview Jalen Wilson of the Brooklyn Nets. So look at this Nets team here. They started Jalen Wilson, Zaire Williams, Nick Claxton, Keon Johnson, and D'Angelo Russell. You know, Russell came over from the Lakers. He played with Brooklyn a few years ago. And so he's just back where he needed to be. So they were just all on it last night. Defense, they played some hella defense, you know. So I think Coach Fernandez had a game plan. They just, you know, stuck with it. And it was just one of those unfortunate losses for the Rockets. But anyway, so Jalen Wilson, I know his parents and his grandparents. And I've watched him play at the University of Kansas. As a matter of fact, if you remember, he was a Big 12 Player of the Year. And then he went on, he played on that Bill Self National Championship team from a few years ago. He gets drafted in the late second round by the Brooklyn Nets, and he becomes a two-way player. So he goes down in the G League, comes back up. Now he has a permanent contract with the Nets, full-time contract there. and has worked himself in the starting lineup. And we had a great conversation last night because I basically shared with him, hey, just, you know, watching your game here and just noticing the improvement here. And, you know, sometimes you just have to, you know, give a shout out when it's due, AJ.
Absolutely. When give people players, their flowers. Uh-huh.
Yeah, when players, you know, make that transition. But I think this kid is going to be something special all over the ball. Stats looked pretty good last night. I think he finished with 13 points. I think D'Angelo Russell was the high scorer in that game. But anyway, it's just nice to see those type of things. So, and that team right there is a young team. And it's always scary with these teams that I don't know where Brooklyn is in the standings. I mean, where are they? They are 13, you know, in the East right now.
Right.
So
trying to get Cooper Flagg next year.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, but it's a good young team. You got to watch out for these young teams. These are the teams that they knocked off the number 2 seed in the West. So, right. You know, I mean, on any given night, you know, somebody can come in there and get it done. But it was just great having a conversation with him and watching. There have been second round players that have turned out to be stars. How about
Jokic?
Jokic, yeah. You know, I mean, there's been Cliff. I want to say Clifford. I can't think of his last name, but I mean, there have been some players that have just really turned out to be extraordinary. So, and I think this kid is probably going to be playing for a big contract here. Coming up soon. I mean, on the court with D'Angelo Russell, who is, I guess you can say, a veteran player now. I spoke with the media relations guy for the Brooklyn Nets, and he's a big-time Notre Dame fan. So, and I said, well, you know D'Lo played with Ohio State. He said, don't remind me. He said he pissed everybody off during the, during the championship
I
game.
Bet.
Yeah, so, how about we just kind of get into the elephant in the room, man. And this, my telephone went off last night. So I leave the Toyota Center around 10:30. I get home about 11:15 or so. And my phone just started blowing up. Like, I'm like, what the heck is going on here? And then AJ, the trade, tell us about this trade. What the hell happened last night?
Man, so everybody thought Shams Charania from ESPN reporting was hacked or something like that. He had to even make a tweet saying, yes, this is real. Man, Luka Doncic is being traded to the Mavericks, and I just don't get it. Like, for me, honestly, like, I'm a Luka fan, so I guess you can say I'm kind of biased with it in ways. But honestly, though, you're trading a superstar not even in his prime yet. I understand maybe some of the weight issues, things of that nature, him needing to, you know, lock in that aspect. But even how he's playing now, he's still an all-NBA player, a top-five player at the age of 25, turning 26 at the end of this month, the level that he's at. You don't trade a future asset like that who's going to be dominant in the league for, like, the next, 7 to 10 years potentially. And Anthony Davis is great, trust me, but his injury history, I think it's too risky if you're the Mavs. Just talking about from the Mavs standpoint, but from the Lakers standpoint, I think it makes sense for a post-LeBron era having your predecessor to essentially be your franchise player, because after LeBron, really, they were deadlocked, but now having Luka Doncic in there, and remind you, they were approached from the Mavericks. They didn't even seek this out. So, I mean, it's really a win-win
so
situation.
So they say. So they say. I mean, who knows? These things always start at some point, but anyway. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to, you know, get all into this trade and possible other trades as the NBA trade deadline is going to be happening. So expect to get a whole lot more, maybe even before tonight and all into this week before February 6th. So you're listening to the Mean Gene Show right here on ESPN 97.5 H-Town.
This is the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, I was just telling AJ this Memphis Grizzlies Milwaukee Bucks game is pretty good for a Sunday night NBA entertainment, especially after a Pro Bowl day. they have some meaningful sports on TV. It's 35 all right now in the second quarter here. And just to recap here, couldn't wait to come on air. Not only, I mean, to be back in studio with AJ, because he's been alone for the last month. Okay, so it's all good now. We are back here. Jacob's not back. Jacob's probably still at Tom's Watch Bar. knowing him. And by the way, I just want to give a big thank you to two places, Christian's Tailgate. Chris Allen, the owner. I want to thank him for allowing us to come out there and hang out during the wild card weekend and the divisional rounds. And, of course, my man over at the Tom's Watch Party, Sam over there. Man, we had a great time over there, too. Even though AJ was raining, I mean, they packed that place. I mean, and we found out that there was more Eagles fans.
Boo.
I know. And there, I was shocked that there was more Eagles fans in there than Washington Commanders fans. But, man, we really had a great time. And good to be back in studio so we can just sort of kind of get our stuff together here as we transition over to the NBA. And then next week we're in New Orleans doing the show in the French Quarter. So, but the big news, okay, NBA, the Dallas Mavericks traded Luka Doncic, Maxi Kleber, Markieff Morris to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a 2029 first-round pick. Okay, and then the three-team deal includes the Lakers, the Mavericks, and Utah. Now, Utah is going to get Jalen Hood-Schifino, second-round pick via the Clippers, and a 2025 second-round pick via the Dallas Mavericks. So these things, you know, I mean, you won't think about these future picks until it happens to you, till we get there and see who these picks are, you know. So you never know.
Right, exactly.
Sometimes, you know. But anyway, man, and I just, you know, and my opinion on that, because I told you, I'm a huge Lakers and Rockets fan. So, you know, I don't know. I just think from a Lakers standpoint, so you had a team that is probably what currently fifth right now in the NBA standings, which under JJ Redick, this is sort of impressive. I don't know where they were this time last year under Darvin Ham, but right now, I mean, to be 28-19, Lakers won seven of the last three games there. And, I mean, not bad to be in the top five in the East, in the West.
Right, and then now you're getting Luka, who will be able to help add with that as well. So, yeah.
Well, see, okay. And this is where I need tend a big, to need think a big. That things change here, because I know Luka's supposed to return.
Right.
And it's so funny how – and this is when you know trades are going to go down, when you, like, Anthony Davis didn't play last night. Luka didn't play. You always kind of know when things are about to go down.
Right, Luka hasn't played since Christmas.
True, but he was scheduled to play last night. They thought he was going to come back and play. Well, not last night, but whenever the Mavs played their last game. But anyway, I mean, look, so this is not really an apples-for-apples type thing here. So, I mean, I always look at youth when it comes to these type of trades here, because Anthony Davis – who has made it clear to the Laker organization that he doesn't want to play the five. He's been forced to play the five for a while. The Lakers have failed to go and get complimentary five players to help him out. I mean, you want to call Hayes? I mean, this guy is not your, you know.
They got to get another big.
They had Drummond, you know, who I thought was the guy that could help them. That didn't work out. So I don't know. I mean, a lot of things have been happening with the Lakers. But I give J.J. Redick some credit for having this team competitive now. Now you're bringing in – you're getting rid of Anthony Davis, who I know over the years he's missed a lot of games, but this season, last season, you know, he played, what, 70-something games last year?
Yeah, he played 76 last season.
So yeah. And looked like he might have been on pace to do the same thing this year. Mm-hmm. Been really good. Had a hell of a game a couple of weeks ago when he had, what, 20
40
points?
And 20. That was his last game as a Laker, scoring 40.
Yeah, I mean, boy, he really put that out there. That's what you call marketing for the Dallas Mavericks, see?
Yeah.
That's what that – he put on the show for the Dallas Mavericks when he had a double-double in the first quarter, right? So I don't know. You lose a big man in Anthony Davis. You gain a player like Luka Doncic, who has, yeah, I know he is good. I know he is a sharp shooter. I know he is a great basketball player. But his conditioning has always been come into question. And you know, he's a complainer. He's a whiner sometimes. I mean, this guy just doesn't know when to just take the call from the officials and just keep moving it on here.
Well, the thing about it is, too, he's going with LeBron. LeBron wants stuff, too. But I think the thing about the conditioning standpoint, Luke is going to be able to learn from LeBron on that aspect. So, if anything, this is going to be beneficial for him. I mean, he's going to have a chip on his shoulder. I think it's going to only improve
You think
him.
He's going to learn? I mean, look.
Yes. That's his favorite player.
A trade like this that everyone was kept in the dark. And because one of the things I said, LeBron James couldn't have signed off on this. Now, it's one thing to say that, yeah, they admire each other and respect each other because they, you know, all-star games and, I mean, two great players. I don't know. They both like handling the damn ball. So, I mean, you know, who brings the ball down the court for the last shot? LeBron James, people need to understand, this man is 40 years old. And if I'm a GM and ownership, I mean, you got to take those things into consideration.
Well, the thing about it is, too, though, LeBron's been talking about a while. He's wanted another playmaker. And then also, he's always admired Luka, too. He said, like, in the past, like, he would love to play with him, obviously. Never think it would obviously happen. But at this point, the point you just brought up, him being 40 as well, that's only going to help him in terms of Luka being there. Because in terms of the shot at the end of the game, I think Luka would take that. We've seen him make countless of step-back threes, clutch shots. He's the second leading scorer in the playoffs for points per game standpoint behind Michael Jordan. So, if anything, he's going to be able to handle that responsibility. But, yeah. Yeah, but like to your point about conditioning, though, I think he's gonna listen to LeBron. That's his favorite player of all time growing up. He's talked about that repeatedly. So I think this is gonna be great for his career, really.
Well, let me tell you as a Laker fan too, okay, is that when you look at the history of the Lakers have never had lazy players. When you look at Kobe Bryant and the amount of effort and conditioning and you look at LeBron, he's a good example. Magic, I mean, you know. I mean, the Lakers are not used to having a player that is going to call themselves the future or the leader with this sort of work ethic, I could say. I mean, I know at 25 years old, he just doesn't fit the Laker brand, even Jerry West. I mean, Laker players are just, I mean, defensive, they're good on defense, they're good on offense, and I mean, so I'm still in shock of this because I just don't see. Luka doesn't play any defense. You just can't go out and score all the points and stand around and watch somebody else put in all the hard work. They don't have any defensive guys now. You can't ask a 40-year-old to continue to play at LeBron's level. I just don't like this trade for the Lakers. I think in the interim, I think the Mavericks are – pretty good. You still have Kyrie. You still have, man, look, AD gets to play the true four that he wants to be now because of Gafford. And you still got Likely. I mean, what's his name? Is it Likely?
Lively.
Lively. Right now, yeah. So you got, I mean, come on, man. The Mavericks will be in contention.
That's
before
right
the
now.
Lakers will.
That's right now. But, like, if you look at it in the grand scheme of things for the long term, and I guess, yeah, the goal is to win a championship every year. But in my opinion, say if the Lakers kept AD, they weren't going to – if we're being honest, they were not going to win the championship this year.
Well, they are in the five spot now, and I know there's a lot of basketball left, but this has been pretty good. They've been playing in the play-in tournament for the last 3-4 years with AD.
Yeah, that's true, too, though. But if you lose 2 to 3 games, I mean, you'll be right back in that play-in spot, too, in the Western Conference as well. So, I mean, that's just with that. But for the Mavericks right now, obviously, it looks good in terms of them trying to win a championship right now, but nothing's guaranteed.
I think it's bad for the Lakers. Look,
you think so?
I do. I don't know. I guess I'm just not a Luka fan. I guess, do I like his game? I mean, yeah, I like watching him play, of course. Look, I thought it was exciting when him and Kyrie Irving was putting up 40 and 40 points,
right.
You know. I mean, and it's, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, Mark Cuban wouldn't have made this trade.
Mark Cuban
wouldn't have made this trade. Yeah. And I haven't even seen any thoughts and opinions from Mark Cuban. I cannot wait to see those and hear those because, you know, you get a guy like Dirk Nowitzki out and Luka. I mean, man, this guy is the key to the city.
Heir apparent, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. So,
Mavs fans are pissed too, by the way.
Oh, I know they are, and I have fielded some of those text messages and phone calls all day from Mavericks fans, even on social media, that they are pissed because they know Anthony Davis, a guy who, look, when you get, okay, Anthony Davis is 30, what, is he 20, 30, 31, 29?
He's about to turn 32 next month.
So Anthony Davis has been around for a while, and you got a guy with a history of getting hurt. You know, he will miss games.
And that's why I'm saying it's risky for the Mavs, too, though.
It is risky for both. So I don't think neither team really accomplished much from this because you got one player that's lazy and you got one player that's injury prone. And, of course, I always like to go with the youth. But, man, I don't know if I can – he Luka is not an L.A. type of a player. Well, you will find out. The Laker fans are used to players who – go out there and give it their all.
So you don't think he's going to learn anything from LeBron, like in terms of ethic, work ethic, and take away?
Nope. I think
at
LeBron,
all.
I think they're forcing LeBron out. LeBron didn't. You forcing LeBron to accept this because he damn sure wasn't part of this. You think LeBron, if Rob Pelinka would have went to LeBron James and said, you know what, we're going to get rid of AD and we're going to bring Luka.
Well, it didn't go like that too, though. It just came to them from Nico Harris because the Mavs approached them from it. The Lakers didn't seek this out; they were approached to it. I think most teams in the NBA, if they saw this opportunity, they would take it to get.
Well, you know, there's a relationship between Nico and AD.
Right. Right. You know, exactly.
From years ago with the Nike.
Right.
So I mean, this could have been on their radar, you know, a long time ago. But I just know for a fact you're talking about. We know LeBron has been kind of running things there. In the Laker organization, they've mortgaged off a whole lot for him. I don't think this was one of those things. Yeah, I think it's easy for us to say that LeBron is his favorite player, but I mean that's you can say that on the sidelines. But now, when you force somebody to accept the reality of this, I know Laker fans, man. I just don't think they are going to accept this whatsoever. Now, yeah, they will accept it from a standpoint, okay, when LeBron leaves, they got a star there. But for him to be called a superstar from my lips, he's got to play some defense, he got to get his ass in shape, and he's got to get them to a championship like what he did with the Mavs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so you don't think he's a superstar, but he got them to the finals last year when no one expected him to?
Well, hey, but
he I'm telling you, he goes crazy in the playoffs too. And I know
I do know that. That's true. I mean,
it was a Celtics series he looked bad defensively. The other series he played solid defense considering his standards, but the Celtics attacked him for sure. But like Luka, he can lock in though.
And he's already in the West, so he knows about the West. Right. So anyway,
I hope he proves you wrong for sure.
I will see. Hey, we're at the bottom of the hour when we come back. A couple more segments left. We're going to get into the All-Star Challenge. The All-Star NBA All-Star Game is going to take place in San Francisco. We're going to talk all about that, the rules, the players, the reserves, the starters, and all of that here on the Mean Gene Show, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, moving it right along here. Bottom of the second hour, Mean Gene Show. No Jacob Meadows tonight. Jacob is just trying to relax and get ready for Super Bowl 59 next weekend. We'll be doing our show in New Orleans at the French Quarter, so... Must be nice, Jacob. I see what you're doing. See, I could have tucked the night off, too, but I couldn't, you know. I was committed to coming down here, hanging out with AJ, who we haven't seen in over a month. But, wow, the NBA season is getting ready to get to their midway point. They used to actually do the All-Star break right at the 41-game mark, but, I mean, it's impossible, really, to – like have that break because some teams have played more games than others. So, you know, everyone is not going to be at 41 games played. Some teams will be well over that, as a matter of fact. But anyway, the National Basketball Association and the National Basketball Players Association announced a new format for the 2025 NBA All-Star Game in San Francisco. And it's going to take place Sunday, February 16th at Chase Center, home of the Golden State Warriors. So, look, AJ, for the first time, the NBA All-Star Game will feature a mini tournament, which I don't know. The NBA is getting really stuck on these tournaments here. We got the play-in tournament. You got the
in-season tournament.
You got the in-season tournament. So, I don't know. But this mini tournament is going to have four teams in three games. Okay, yeah, I mean, it could be good. It's good for the fans, I guess. Two teams are going to meet in one semifinal game one, and the remaining two teams will meet in the other semifinal game two. The winning teams from game one and two will advance to face each other in the championship game, which is game three. Are you following me here?
Yeah.
All right. For each game, the winner would be the first team to reach or surpass 40 points. So this is getting interesting here, sort of like some Big Three type stuff, you know. So anyway, each team is going to have 8 players to be named for a TNT NBA analyst, all right, which means you have Team Chuck, Team Shaq, and Team Kenny. All right, so and everyone knows if you don't watch Inside the NBA, you're missing out on one of the best damn shows on TV.
Ever.
Because these guys, Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith, and Ernie Johnson, is some must-see TV. They will make even the most boring game on Thursday night on TNT watchable.
Facts.
They do a great job of it. So, and I'm so glad that they were able to renew that contract because it looked like they were going to be X'd out by TNT. NBC is going to pick up Inside the NBA.
I thought it was ESPN. ESPN.
So I thought it was NBC.
It's ESPN.
So ESPN.
They're going to be licensing it.
Okay. Well, then that's even better. That means we get to talk about it even
better. Right.
So, exactly. And anyway, and I don't know if Ernie Johnson is coming over because Ernie Johnson covers.
It's the whole, everyone.
The whole crew. Mm-hmm. So they were able to convince Ernie to, well, then this is going to be great.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job. Good job, ESPN. So it's going to be great because these four guys have been together for a long time. I remember when it was just Ernie and Kenny. And then Chuck comes along. Then Shaquille comes along. So it's just great stuff. So anyway, back to this game. So the three analysts, I just gave you who they are. It's going to be Team Chuck, Team Shaq, Team Kenny. And they're going to make their picks on the NBA All-Star Draft, which will be conducted on Thursday, this coming Thursday. February 6th, just before the network's doubleheader that night. So we're going to know. Okay. And also Thursday, by the way, just happens to be the NBA trade deadline.
Yep.
2:00 Eastern time. So I don't know. We didn't even talk about what the Rockets are going to do. I didn't even get a chance to pose that question last night.
They don't do anything.
They really don't.
Mm-mm.
And look, and I know there were talks, and I get back to the All-Star game, but, you know, you just made me think of something, AJ. There were talks. Even last year that James Harden would come back. And I'm like, oh, hell no. And then there was talks about Jimmy Butler.
No.
And no. This is the best team that in the best situation for Coach Udoka. We don't want it. This team, let him. He's working his magic with this team now. This is a great team. We don't need Jimmy Butler or Harden. Harden had his time here and great years, right? And believe me, we thought the Rockets were going to cash it in a couple
so
years
close.
Ago. So close. And couldn't get it done. I don't know if Golden State wasn't who they were. Who knows? That was the year the Rockets looked like they were going to get to the NBA Finals.
Or Chris Paul didn't, his hamstring.
Yeah, I mean, oh, my God. I mean, it's just crazy. But anyway, so now the fourth team will be the winning team from the championship game. Of the Rising Stars. So as we talk about the Rising Stars, how about a good congratulations to my nephew, right? No, he's not really my nephew, okay. Amen Thompson, how about that? I mean, that's pretty good. So the Rising Stars, man, this has really been more exciting to watch than the All-Star game.
Oh, for sure.
Over the last couple
too.
Of years.
Yeah.
I mean, I love these Rising Star challenges. I mean, I've been to a couple of All-Star weekends. They are fun. They were fun. The slam dunk competition used to be really, you know, the 3-point contest is still fun.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's the best one now, honestly.
Yeah, it's probably the best one now. But I do like the Rising Stars, okay? Some pretty good names, too. Zach Edey is going to be in it. Dalton Neck from the Lakers is going to be in that Rising Stars. And how about, I can never pronounce this guy's name, but with the Wizards, Bilal Coulibaly. I know I'm saying that name wrong.
Yeah,
I know. You know, the NBA gives us this pronunciation thing, and I always said that I'm going to look at that before I come on the air.
And forget to,
because I know this guy's name is not. How about Keontae George? Been playing great for the Jazz this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Jazz are not competitive. We're going to have to get the play-by-play announcer for the Jazz on the show.
For sure.
Yeah, great guy. You know, we keep in contact with each other. So Scoot Henderson with the Blazers. How about Trace Jackson Davis?
Yeah, he's been good.
Who is really doing good? He would be considered a sophomore here, and you know he's the son of Dale Davis. Dale Davis played with the Indiana Pacers and Antonio Davis. They used to call them the Davis Boys way back in the day, some great memories there. But yeah, so if you didn't know, that's Dale Davis' son, Trace Jackson. Davis and Derek Lively, we were just talking about. I know I called him likely because I'm thinking football, you know, but and Brandon Miller, this kid here, I mean, just look, you know, I'm glad he was able to get away from Alabama and all of that mess that took place. But this guy, just like we talked about Jalen Wilson, this guy is coming to the league and he's taking it by storm. Brandon Miller is an NBA ball player.
Yeah, he's super talented too.
He is super talented. And, of course, Victor Wembanyama. Now, my Sports Kings partners have been on this group chat all night. And Dustin Pfeiffer, who we have as a regular on the show, Dustin will come on and talk basketball with us, too, because he covers the Charlotte Hornets.
Cool.
And so we'll get him on. But, yeah, he was just giving me a hard time a minute ago about Victor Wembanyama. I said that Victor wouldn't, you know, I don't think I ever said that Victor wouldn't be any good. I don't
know. So what'd you say? Because, yeah, if you said that,
I said something stupid, I'm sure. But I have been proved wrong. I mean, Victor Wembanyama is the real deal.
We don't see people like him. I mean, literally.
So is Khalil with Miami. Who they look just like their brothers.
Khalil Ware.
Yeah, Khalil Ware from, I mean, yeah, that. Don't he look like Victor Wembanyama?
See a little bit, but in terms of how they play, though, Wemby is definitely on a whole
different
level.
Different. But look, Ware's in the starting lineup with the Miami Heat now. So I mean, yeah, when Rick is getting the starting lineup, that means they're pretty damn good. Anthony Black, who played for Arkansas for 1 year,
played against him in high school.
You did,
yeah.
Okay, did he have all that crazy hair back then?
It was shorter though. He was 2 years younger than me, so it was like before he transferred to the bigger school that he got recruited out of. But
okay,
yeah,
okay, so he's. He's actually a replacement here. Now, Victor will not play in the Rising Stars because
I wonder why.
No, NBA Media Central is telling me that he's not going to play. I mean, he's probably going to be in the All-Star game.
Oh, well, yeah, that's why. So, yeah, he can't play in both because they're going to be doing that format tournament. That's right. That makes sense.
So, not only will Amon Thompson be in, but his brother will be in. My other nephew.
Asar.
Yeah. So I got both my nephews in there, right? With the Pistons, Asar Thompson is going to be in. So it's going to be pretty good. So Black is going to be with the West, Miller with the West. And I forgot, Jaime, is it Joaquez Jr.?
Oh, Jaime Jaquez? Yeah.
Jaquez, yeah, from the played with UCLA. I know where he played. Yeah, from the Heat, but he plays with the Heat. He's been doing good. So this is going to be a pretty good team. The West and the East look pretty good here. So looking forward to that. But I think the big change here was we were talking about the NBA All-Star game and how it's going to have a new look. We've seen over the last couple of years, we talked about this with the NFL Pro Bowl, how ratings are just making them scramble to do something different. The East-West format that used to be with the NBA, they played defense at one time. Same problem with football. I mean, nobody's playing defense. And so they're trying to do whatever they can. NBA ratings haven't been exactly stellar. But
I think they're about to ramp up back up.
I think they are about to ramp up because the football season, you know, once the NFL season is gone, I mean, then, you know, it's amazing to me that some people that like the NFL don't like the NBA and vice versa. I don't know how the hell you live a life like that by just not being a sports fan in general. I mean, I look forward to the Stanley Cup finals when they get around. I look forward to baseball and all of that stuff. We had a commercial, AJ, many years ago. And Dustin Pfeiffer was part of that because we would talk hockey, right? And I think we had some callers calling in. We didn't know a damn thing about hockey, and I had to remind people, "Hey, we're Black. Why y'all calling us? We don't know nothing about hockey."
I would say the same.
So we fixed that problem though, and we covered the NHL like it was crazy. So yeah, expect us to cover the NHL, because you know the NHL and the NBA season run
the
together,
same time, essentially. Yeah.
So it doesn't mean that I'm not watching NHL just because we're not talking about it right now. But usually I get on that when the playoffs start because the basketball playoffs are the most exciting things. You're getting like 40, 50 games in 50 nights. It's nonstop exactly. action. Facts. And the NHL is exciting too, okay? And believe it or not, I do talk about that. So the voting process to determine the 24 NBA All-Stars remain the same. This is where, five players will be honored, starters in each, and the fans have 50% of the vote. So that's something that you want to know. And I tell you what, so when we come back here, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. I give you some more. We'll at least talk about the starters and talk about the reserves here on the Mean Gene Show, ESPN 97.5, H-Town.
You're listening to the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, we're about to wrap it up here, folks. Man, fastest 2 hours in sports talk radio here, the Mean Gene Show, ESPN 97.5 Houston. So, all right, we're going to just quickly go over the Eastern and Western All-Star starters. I mean, look, they've already been selected and picked. Ain't a damn thing you and I can do about it. They are done. But, you know, we did talk about how as far as the fans, 50% of the vote, the players with 25% of the vote, and then, of course, the media panel, which I'm not part of. The media panel is 25% of the vote. And then you also have your seven players that are going to be reserves in each conference. And those guys are selected by the head coaches. And this is why Trae Young would never get in. No, I'm just kidding. So, but Trae Young is not going to be a reserve. He's not an all-star. I mean, the fans would vote him in if they wanted to, but they didn't. The media didn't vote him in, but the coaches damn sure ain't going to vote him in because, it's just something about Trae Young and head coaches in the NBA.
They be hating on him, man.
He did get Nate McMillan fired. And, you know, I mean, he just doesn't have a good reputation when it comes to coaches, so that's why. But anyway, let's just look at these NBA, starting with the East. Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to be from the East. You got Donovan Mitchell from the Cavaliers. He's going to be a starter. Karl-Anthony Towns from the New York Knicks is a starter. Jaylen Brown is going to be a starter. How about Jalen Brunson from the Knicks? Is going to be a where he'll be out there as well. And then you have Jason Tatum. Those are your starters. Those are your starting five for the East. Over in the – well, okay, let's talk about the reserves, okay? The reserves on the East are Jaylen Brown from the Boston Celtics. Darius Garland will join his teammate, Donovan Mitchell from the Cavaliers. Evan Mobley, how about that? So the Cavaliers got three over there. He's going to be there. And Tyler Hero is going to be he's averaging about 23 points a game for the Miami Heat. He's going to be a reserve. Pascal Siakam is going to be a reserve. This kid here deserves it. Man, what the Detroit Pistons are a little bit different this year, and it's because of Cade Cunningham. They have really beaten some pretty good teams. Cade is averaging about 25 points a game. He is going to be a reserve. And Damian Lillard, man, there was a time when Damian was a starter, huh? And now he's going to be. So those are your reserves, your seven reserves. Brown, Garland, Mobley, Hero, Siakam, Cunningham, and Lillard. Kenny Atkinson will be the head coach of the Eastern Conference All-Stars. Okay, are you ready for the West? Because that's all we care about is the West. We don't care nothing about those other guys. All right, so the starters for the West, Stephen Curry is going to be the starting guard there. Look, there's no way he does not start because the game is going to be played in San Francisco. That would have been mighty awkward if he had not, been in the starting lineup. But he's averaging 22 points a game, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, believe it or not, this year. You also have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Oh, man, you're talking about an exciting player.
MVP.
Look, can you believe he was on the Clippers team at one time?
Yeah, and got traded for Paul.
Yeah, I mean, just unreal. I think the Clippers are probably still kicking themselves for that. So he's going to be a starter, Oklahoma City Thunder, averaging 32 points a game. I think he's the leading scorer in the NBA,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. And Nikola Jokic is going to be a starter. I mean, how could you not get him in there? Kevin Durant is going to be a starter. And LeBron James at 40 years old, averaging 24 points a game. How about that? Almost a double-double, 9.1 assists. So those are the starters for the Western Conference. The reserves for the Western Conference, Anthony Edwards from the Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Davis from the Dallas Mavericks. That's it. We got to get used to saying that, right? James Harden from the Clippers, Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies. And, man, you know we need a drum roll here or something, man. Alperen Şengün, Houston Rockets, baby. How about
that? Yes, sir.
Is that not wonderful?
And they deserve someone on there.
Yeah, he's averaging 19 points a game. I mean, this guy, this man, I tell you, this guy is good. What they call him, the baby joker? He doesn't like to be called that, by the
baby
way.
Baby Jokic, that's what, I know that's what Kendrick Perkins calls him.
Yeah, he doesn't like to be called that. So, and I said Anthony Davis. Okay, Jalen Williams from the Oklahoma City Thunder, J-Will, Victor Wembanyama. So this is why Victor won't be in the Rising Stars, because he's a bigger star, averaging 24.6 a game. And it will be coached by Oklahoma City Thunder's coach, Mark Daigneault.
Yep.
He's going to be the coach there. So that's all going to be happening here. And we're going to talk more about this, in the weeks to come. I mean, we, you know, put it out there tonight, because next week, man, it's Super Bowl 59, AJ. You know what we're talking about next week, man. I cannot wait to get down there to NOLA. I just know somebody's going to be cooking some good old gumbo.
Most definitely.
Man, can we do the show with food in our mouth next week?
I mean, I'm not the person to ask. That's Joe George. Hey.
So look here, no, we're gonna keep it professional. I mean, look, we managed over the playoffs not to eat on the air. So even though everybody else was just having a ball, but man, we're gonna have a ball too down there next week. Looking forward to the NFL breakfast next Saturday. Can't do much Friday night when you get down there. But because I got to get up early Saturday morning and go see the Bart Starr Award. That's going to be fun. But there's just so much things to do. Shaquille O'Neal's having a party down there. He's going to be DJing down there like he always does during the Super Bowl weekend. So it's just going to be so much fun. But, AJ, we're going to have a great show next week. And, of course, as I mentioned, big road trip for the Rockets. We'll talk some Rockets next week. We had to see how they managed to get by this road trip. Back-to-back games tomorrow, New York, Brooklyn. They get the same Brooklyn Nets again, Minnesota, Dallas. I mean, these are really going to be four big-time games.
Yeah, we're going to learn a lot for sure.
That's
but
right.
I mean, they beat the Celtics and they beat the Cavs. I feel like they're going to do solid on this trip because, I mean, I expected them to lose one of those and they still played solid. So I think they'll do fine, especially if Şengün comes back.
Yeah, 4 games in 6 days for the most part.
Right, for sure. But they're young, so, I mean, hey, no one's going to feel bad for them. And now the Rockets are hunted, too, now, because everybody sees them as a really good team now. So they got to come with it.
Yeah, so they won't be back home until Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday, actually. They play an early game, so you can watch the Rockets and the Toronto play at the Toyota Center and then go home and catch the Super Bowl. So, look, that's going to wrap it up, man. AJ, as always, thanks for everything. All our listeners out there, want to thank you. We will be live at the Coming Interest Restaurant located inside the Hotel Indigo in the French Quarter if you're going to be in New Orleans next week. And, man, get ready for Super Bowl 59. Don't forget tomorrow, Media Day, and you can check that out on the networks to see the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles take questions from the media and just let you know what they've been doing for the last week, because this is a long week for them before they get to some nitty-gritty practice down there in New Orleans. So for Jacob Meadows, we're going to get on out of here and enjoy your evening. AJ, let's watch the rest of this Milwaukee and Memphis game. Listen to the Mean Gene Show right here on ESPN 97.5 H-Town. See ya.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.